through another day, another Wednesday rant here at Gorilla Banter Podcast. I'm your co-host, Brock Washington. I might be a little amped today. I think I might be a little upset. Talking with some friends of mine, talking with them. Seems they got a few things a little offset, little misconception. And I think I'm going to rant and rail against this for a minute. The word of the day, the thought of the day, whatever these things are, is patience. We're going to shift it a little bit today. Because I think we got some misunderstandings on patience. And I want to start this with how important patience is. Patience is going to be your ace in the hole and your secret weapon through everything that you do in life. It's going to be the trump card. It's going to be how you get through. It's going to be how the Stoics did it. It's going to be how every person with any nihilistic ideas. It's going to be how every Christian, however every Buddhist, every one of them, every book you open, everything you read is going to have to do with patience. But I think you may have got a little conception confusion. I think you may have got a little word crossing. Patience is not something that you wear like a badge of honor when you're going through the bad things. Patience is not how you are going to exist. Okay? Patience is not a holy badge of virtue that is supposed to be the entirety of who you are. I know, patience is a virtue. I understand that. I thought it was a noun or a verb or something. I don't know. Maybe we'll get to that. But patience is the trump card of what you're going to use to reach who you want to be, either through potential, either through just straight up beating your head against the wall. It's going to be what you do. All right? Look, I'm going to give you some quotes, get a little of this confusion out of the way, right? So, got Steve Jobs. Okay, and I got Leo Tolstoy, a little Russian for you. If you never read War and Peace, I think you should give it a whirl. Honestly, the amount of information in there, the story can really shift you there. We'll start off with Leo. The two most powerful warriors are patience and time. And that beautifully long beard that he has right there, that took some patience. Reading War and Peace, that'll take some patience. Two most powerful warriors are patience and time. Okay? I mean, almost synonymous in their meaning right there. Everything that he's saying in that, the most powerful thing you can pull out, the most intricate thing that you can do to rally and get through is patience. I'm going to Steve Jobs now. Remembering that you are going to die is the best way I know to avoid the trap of thinking you have something to lose. You are already naked. There is no reason not to follow your heart. Naked you enter this world, naked you shall leave. Little Bible for you, little Bible. You have to treat this existence like it's the one you got. You have to, all right? And I know you see, if you're watching this in the video instead of the audio, you're seeing the word endure up here in the top left. And I have a plan for that. I'm going to get there because that's what gets me a little riled up is the meaning of the word endure versus this patience. But patience. We're going to go back to it. We're going to come back to endure in a minute. Patience only works when you have a goal. Patience only exists when you have a thought to reach. You need to use patience while being mindful in your thinking. And what I mean by that is, don't default to patience, but use it in your moments of trying to find clarity. The tactical pause, the take a knee, the think before you speak, think before you act. Those are examples of patience. Those are the moments that you use to ensure that you are shooting straight and narrow right down what you want to do. You see, I'm not here to tell you how to run your life, where to go with your life. I mean, I'm not here to do anything for you, except I'm here to tell you, choose patience wisely. Patience is not the whole point of existence. Patience is time frames and time sets and moments sitting down with your own self saying, now I'm where I want to be and this is my path. I'm going to go through with it. Patience only matters once you've accepted your end. Now, that applies to Steve Jobs talking about death. That also applies to the end goal. You see, there's two things in here. One, you's gonna die. Two, you get to choose what to do with that time. Patience is what we use in a wise moment. Patience is what we use to make sure we're going where we want to go. Patience is what we use to make sure it's what is needed. It's not enduring. All right, I'm going to go back to it now. Now I think you're ready. See, I got the definition of endure straight up off Google right here. Straight up off Google. Verb, meaning A, suffer something painful or difficult patiently. Remain in existence, last. You can endure patiently. You can remain in existence and just endure. But patience and enduring something are not the same. When you're enduring something, you're just letting it be. You're just letting it wash over you. You're not adapting, as I've talked about before. You're not doing anything to effectively change what's going on. Nothing. You're not meant to endure all the time. You're not meant to just exist. You need to have your objectives. You need to have your goals. Sure, use your patience in moments to make sure that you get there. To make sure that you're knocking on all the doors. You're going to get told no in life. There's going to be setbacks. There's going to be moments that do not work out the way you want them. But that does not mean you just accept. That does not mean you just allow this crashing wave of existence, this wave of every breath you take just wash over you. You are meant for more if you so choose. You are meant for more if you so choose. I'm all about taking time to figure out what you want. I'm all about taking time to make sure that you have your house in order, the things that you want in order. I'm not okay with you letting the stream just bump you along. Oh, it'll end. I'll be fine. We's gonna die anyway. You're gonna die anyway. Whatever. Of course. Why waste it? Why not experience the flavor? I'm gonna give you a Brockism. Little rewording that helped me on this. I do that. I try to make my own quotes and thoughts as part of thought exercises, as part of ways to internalize so that I can externalize these things, so that I can communicate them, so that I can be the madman waving my arms around up here. Patience is the gift of accomplishment, not yet unwrapped. The reason I use the word accomplishment is because only you know the end. Only you know where it's going. Whether you're using patience to obtain something, that savings account, oh, we're not there yet. We'll get there. Plodding along. Relentless forward progression. Patience is the gift of accomplishment, not yet unwrapped. Patience is whenever you take that moment, however long it may be, a breath of time, a month, a year, but it's a tactical choice. It is a thought through, mindful choice. Mindful. You knew you were doing it. You have allowed the moment. You have drawn the line. The gift of accomplishment, not yet unwrapped. You see, it's like putting the gift on the shelf. I'm going to get to you. I'm going to make it to you. And you plod ahead. And you race ahead. You do whatever you have to do, crawling through the sand to get there. Not yet unwrapped. Patience. Patience. Mindful choices. I'm Brock Washington. Guerrilla Banner Podcast. Wednesday Rant. Patience.